Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. So let's listen to the 41st verse.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون.
The example of those who take allies other than Allah is like that of the spider who takes a home. And indeed, the weakest of homes is the home of the spider, if they only knew.
So, it has been narrated, dear listeners, from Plato, who said that a fly is the greediest insect, which, for its livelihood, often sits on pickle, confectionery, a taint, and a wound, but a spider weaves in a corner and has continence. It is interesting that Allah has set the most active and the greediest insect as the prey of the most retiring insect. A fly goes toward the spider and it haunts the fly, but a fly goes toward the spider and it haunts the fly by its webs. So, to use parables is one of the best methods applied in education, and the best parable is the parable which is tangible for all levels of the people everywhere and in any time. So in this verse, the Holy Quran says and talks about Ankabut, and taking the name of Ankabut from this verse, this surah which we are discussing the contents of has been entitled Ankabut. So the verse says, مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت. The parable of those who take guardians beside Allah is as the parable of the spider. اتخذت بيتا, that makes for itself a house. وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت. But verily, the frailest of all houses is the house of the spider. لو كانوا يعلمون. If they but know this. So, in the previous verses, the painful and sad fate of the mischievous, arrogant, and those obstinate, unjust pagans was stated. In this relation, this verse is here to tell us an interesting parable. For those who actually take objects of worship and guardian besides Allah for themselves. And this parable is mentioned in a way that the more we contemplate about this parable, the more points we can gain and extract from it.
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ
So, dear listeners, we were talking about the reason why this parable has been mentioned in this 41st verse of Surah Ankabut. And we also said that taking the name of Ankabut and spider from this verse, this surah has been entitled Ankabut, this chapter. So, anyway, the verse says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا. The parable of those who take guardians beside Allah. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ is as the parable of the spider. What an expressive and interesting parable this is. What a comprehensive and minute simile it is. So it says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَا كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Why a spider? So, we can be careful and that every animal, an insect, has a house or a nest for itself. But none of the houses that we see, none of the nests that we encounter in our lives are as weak as the spider's house. So in principle, a house must have walls, a roof, a door at least, to protect it, to protect the owner at least from bad events, to maintain his food and necessary things in this kind of house. Some houses do not have ceiling, but they have at least something called wall, or they may not have walls, but they may have ceilings at least. But the spider's house, which is made of a few very, very thin webs, that has neither any wall, nor any ceiling, nor any yard, nor any door, this is the kind of parable the Almighty Allah mentions. And these are from one side. And the other side, the materials are so weak in the spider's web. This material is so unstable that they resist before no event. And if a mild wind blows, it will tear the webs entirely. Dear listeners, we've got more to discuss regarding this 41st verse of the chapter. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.